up to the Gemara that Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph Masechta Sota, Erev Chanukah, Tov Shinayin Vov. So then we're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. After he did a service, he used to take the Sefer Torah and read different parshas Sefer Torah from Acharei, from Emor, and then he would jump all the way into Bamidbar. And that part he said by heart. They didn't want to roll up the Sefer Torah, he said it by heart. Says the Gemara, Medalgin ben Novi, Ramin, we ask a question. We said, Medalgin ben Novi, when it comes to Novi, you're allowed to skip around. Medalgin ben Taita, when you're reading the Taita, you're not allowed to skip around. What's going on here? The Novi is he's skipping around. I'm going to buy a Lekasha. You go from Achri Mois, and then you're going to Achba Ba'asa, which is in Emor. That's skipping. Says the Gemara, I'm going to buy you like cash. It's not a problem. Can bichdei she yifse katurgimen? There used to be an interpreter. If the interpreter would finish interpreting the sentence and you were still rolling, that's no good. But over here we're talking about can bichdei she leizumen. If you're rolling, but it's shorter than the time it takes the interpreter to interpret, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara about Alok Tani, but we learned clearly on this very point you just said. We learned medalgin benovi ve'ein medalgin betayda that. By a Novi, you're allowed to roll, by Haftarah, you're allowed to roll. And even then, when are you allowed to roll by Haftarah? Only if it's a very short space that the Turgamin doesn't translate. But the Ein Medalgin B'Teira, but you don't skip by Teira. So I tell you, never allowed to skip. But Ad Kama Medalgin, too, when you skip, Ad Kedei Shal Yivsek Ad Turgamin. As it's shorter than it takes for Turgamin to translate. Miklal, the B'Teira, comes out from the Teira. Klal, you never allowed to skip in the Teira. Josh, I'm sorry, chasing your way. Hello, Abai. Says Abai, like Kasha, it's not a problem. Can be inyan echad, can be shnei nyanim. If it's one subject matter, then you are allowed to roll it. If it's two subject matters, that's when you're not allowed to roll. So it's two conditions. If it's one subject matter and it's shorter than it takes for the interpreter to interpret, then you are permitted to roll. Says the Gemara, Vatanya, we learned medalgin b'teira b'inyan echad, that you're allowed to roll the teira in one inyan uve novish nanyanin, b'kan b'chdei shalai yitzhak term, and both of them has to be shorter. So by the teira, it has to, this is what we learned, this is the proof supporting it. In the teira, you're also allowed to roll, but as long as it's one subject, even though it's a few pages later, a few parchments later, and it's shorter than it takes the Turgamin to translate the last pasuk. And by Navi, you're allowed to even go to another subject, but still has to be shorter than it takes the translator to translate. The aim is Dalgim and Navi, but you're not allowed to skip from one Navi to another Navi altogether, like from Shmuel, you know, going to somewhere else, to Shaya Yimia, or the Navi, Shashay Mas Dalgim, but the Navi of the 12, because they're all so closely related, you're allowed to, because all one safer, Medalgim. Don't go backwards, go forwards, not backwards. Then the Kohen Gadol takes the Sefer Torah, the girl, he rolls up the Sefer Torah, and he puts it in his pocket. The Kol Kach Lomda, and he makes a whole speech to tell them, wow, you should know that what I'm about to say to you in Bamidbar is written in the Torah, but I don't want to roll it up. Why do you have to make that speech? Shlalah Hoitzi Laz al Sefer Torah. People should say, oh, something wrong with the Torah, certain things are missing. They'll say that Sefer Torah is possible. But he reads it by heart. Says the Gemara, why doesn't he roll it to there? Why Taket doesn't he say it inside? Amar Avun Bar Yehuda teaches a very important rule. Amar Abishaychus, Fishen Goylin Sefer Torah B'Tzibur. You're not supposed to roll a Sefer Torah while the people are there, because while you're rolling Sefer Torah, they have to be quiet, and it's not right to keep people quiet for no reason. Says the Gemara, what's the big deal? V'Lei says Sefer Torah, bring another Sefer Torah. V'Lei can read it from there. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar should pogam Eishal Rishon, because then people will say, oh, something's wrong with the first Sefer Torah. If you bring a new Sefer Torah, let's make a new bracha. We don't want to do that. We worried that people are going to say that there's something wrong. Bring another Torah means the first is no good. This coming Shabbos will read more Sefer Torah than any other Shabbos. This Shabbos is Chedesh Tevis. Chanukah, we're going to read the Parsha. We're going to read this Chanukah. No, so why every time you bring a new Sefer Torah, aren't you worried that people say the old Sefer Torah is possible? Chedesh Tevis falls out on Shabbos. Maybe shalosh teiras, three. Koyde achas me inyonashir, one in the parsha, ba'achad mikesh, achad is chedesh, ba'achad b'shul chanukah. So we answer very simple. Klasa Gavra, but Klasa Sifri, three people in three different Sfarim, Leka Pagamba, that nobody will say there's something wrong with Sefer Torah. Chad Gavra, but three Sifri, but one person, two Sefer Torah, Ika Pagamba. People say there's something wrong with Sefer Torah. Big argument today, if we have to read two Sefer Torah, and we only have one, what's better? Not to read the other one at all, and just read from and that's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Or, in this case, you have no choice, better to roll, even though it's Tichet Tzibura, at least you can fulfill the mitzvah. That's how we do it, but not everyone agrees. The Kohen Gadol makes a bracha. What are the a bracha? Tell him what we learn. Bracha al Teidah. He makes a normal bracha. Gives bracha to Knesset like everybody else. After half Teidah, he makes a bracha. After Kriyas Teidah, he makes a bracha. Hashem Nosal Lanu. V'alo Avodah. Then he makes a bracha of Avodah, which is what say V'alo Idom Moidi V'Amechilas Oven. Like the Merchav Saleach Kitkun Al Midrash B'vnei Atzma. Then a bracha the base of Midrash V'alav Kohenim that Abish chose the Kohenim V'al Am B'vnei Atzma separately. V'al Yisrael Atzma Eden separately. V'al Yishalayim B'vnei Atzma. So bracha for choosing Shalayim. Hashar Tefillah, the rest is davening. What does that mean? I'm telling you what we learned. Hashar Tefillah, the rest is davening. It's one bracha that contains in it. Tefillah, Tchina, Rina, Uva, Kosha. Shamcha Yisrael, Tzichli, Vasha. The Jews need help. V'choysim, B'shemet Tefillah. You finish B'shemet Tefillah. Mikan ve'elech. After the Kohen Gadol finished reading the parsha of all the brachas, interesting, what happened was, Ekol Echad ve'echad. Every single person went home. And maybe Sefer Torah Mitzvah Beisa. It seems that in those days everyone had a Sefer Torah. Everyone fulfilled the Mitzvah Torah because it says Kol Echad Echad. Maybe Sefer Beisa, unless he means everyone who had a Sefer Torah. They would all come back and mean that on Yom Kippur to the base of Mikdash. And they read in it. Why would they do that? Because Lahara is Chazusa L'Rabim. Show how beautiful the Sefer Torah is in public. How were they able to carry Yom Kippur? So Rashi says here either according to the opinion that it was that there's no Easter of carrying Yom Kippur. Rashi says elsewhere they all brought it before Yom Tov, before Yom Kippur, and Rashi says over here that Yerushalayim had an Ediv. In other places, Rashi says Yerushalayim did not have an Ediv. And Rashi says in Yuma the reason why they did it is because even though you're not allowed to show off for everything else, but when it comes to Hidur Mitzvah, when it comes to showing to the beautifying Mitzvah, everyone would show off that they did a nicer job, create jealousy, and let everyone spend more money to be Mahadur Mitzvah. So it's a good thing to show off your nice silver box. For the essig or the nice parchment for the Sefer Torah and so on and so forth. That's what Rashi says in Yuma. Says in Malavite, fine. Mishnah, that was a Kohen Gadol. Parshat Melaketzah, this year's Hakel, on the second day of Sukkot, or the first day of Chalamoy, the king gets up and reads parshat, parts of the Torah, Ketzah, and we know it's the king because it's Lashon Yochid, Moitzoy, Yom Dirishul Chag, the end of the first day of Chag, Bishmini. Shmini does not mean Shmini, it says Shmini means the eighth year. B'maitzai Yishvi is right after Shemitah. Ois in Leibim, Shaleiz Ba'azorah. They built him a wooden platform in the Azorah. V'yayishiv Aleh. Really, Rashi will explain that it should have been on the first day Yom Tov, but because he cannot build a wooden platform on Yom Tov, we don't want to build the Erev Yom Tov because it squishes everybody, so we wait for the Chol HaMoed. Machlekes was at night or during the day. V'yayishiv Aleh, he sits on the platform. Shemini says, Mekeit Sheva Shani B'moed. At the end of 7 years, B'moed. On the Yom Tov, the Shnasa Shmita Chagasukas, Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamish, Noitel Sefer Torah, takes the Torah, but Noitel Rosh gives it to the Gabbai. But Rosh HaKnesses, the Gabbai, Noitel Gan gives a deputy, Kohen Gadol. Vaz Gan, Noitel Kohen Gadol gives it a high priest. The Kohen Gadol, Noitel Mel gives a king, by Melech, Oimedu Mekabli, stands up, he receives a Torah, the Kohedi says, and he reads. And the Yoshev sitting, Agrippas HaMelech, King Agrippas the second, he was the king during the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Omad, he stood up, he from the family of Hurdus. Omad, he stood up, the Kibbul, and he accepted it, the Koran, he read it. Oimei, standing. Normally, we just said a king can read it sitting. He read it standing. V'shavchu chacham, chacham, praise him, that the king, he was meichel, is covered, and he stood. When it came to the pasuk, they read through Devarim, and one of the pasuk it says that we make sure that the king should not be for a stranger. Now he came from a family of slaves from Hurdus. Zolgu, ain of the mice, he cried. Omrulloy, they told him, Altis yare Agrippus, don't worry. Achenu ata, you're our brother. You're our brother. Don't worry, because his mother, as Ashi explains, his mother was a yid. Even though his father came from the lineage of Avodim, his mother was a yid. Therefore, you're a valid king.
Yeah.
He reads Eila Hadvarim Matshma. He reads Dvarim till Shema, end of Pasha's as Chanan. Then Vishma Vahoyim Shema reads the end of Ekev Aset to Aset. He reads Aset to Aset and Kifichal La Aset 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 Aset. Then it reads kisachal la'aser when you finish. That's kisavai. Upashma then goes back to shayftim ubrachas v'kolos, and then he goes back to kisavai, forward to kisavai, to read the brach and kolos. Achigamakol apasha, he finishes all of it. Brachas shekayin gadol vorachas and melav vorachas, and the same eight brachas that kayin gadol does, so does the king. Elushenaisin shel raglayim tachem chilas oven. The golem, he puts the word the golem instead of saying mechilas oven, which is more appropriate from kippur. He says the golem. Says the gemara. So he would say bekadosh rov hazmanim. Says the gemara bishmini. The eighth day from bishmini atzeres. Aim of bishmini is the eighth year. V'chol hani lomi lomeli. Why does he give all these indications? Zichmanit. Because achmanim mikates of min. I would have thought nimna mahashta. I would have thought that nimna mahashta, that we should start counting right away. As soon as the Eibush told Yeshua, as soon as they entered Israel, they should start doing hakel. But I forgot to let me say, bishmini. The shmita didn't happen yet because it didn't happen for 14 years. They had 7 years of war, 7 years of dividing at Israel. Because Rachmanah Shmita, wait till the Shmita begins. Because Rachmanah Shmita, I'm in a thought of the same Shmita, the end of Shmita, because Rachmanah Moed. Therefore, the Torah rides, be Moed. And then, what do you call it? Because of Moed, I mean, they should begin the year. Because Rachmanah, be Chagah Sukkot, has to be Dafke Chagah Sukkot. Because Rachmana bechagas sukkas, if it was written chagas sukkas, I mean, I would have thought for the yontav achri v'shmir tzedek. Because Rachmana beboyko yisrael, when all the eating come together, mas kalta, when they're coming. Next page, mas kalta the moed, 41b. Yeah, mas kalta the moed, beginning of sukkas. Bechazanak knesses the shamish neitel sefer toydeh v'neis and gives the knesses. He gives it to the gabbai. Shamat menev meiler now chulkin kovel the town mukim rav. The king is there, and yet you're giving his order here. The hierarchy means that you're giving, acknowledging the presence of lower officers. Talking about a no, I'm going to buy a kula mishukvayim. This itself that took so many steps before you got to the king. That itself is all part of the covet of the king. The melech, I mean, the king stands up on the kabbal and receives it. The kriyah reads it. Yeah, you should kriyah receive reading it. But I give it to the melech. Amat stood the kibul the kara v'omer. He took it and he read it standing. Asked the gemara, omer he stood miklal the yeshiv. First, my question is, I mean, till I was sitting. But Hamad, didn't we learn ain yeshiv azara? No king, nobody's allowed to sit in the azara. Even malachim don't sit out of respect for the Eibushter. Ela le malke beis dabavad, only malke beis David, and not these chashmonaim. Shneimer says, "Vayovim el David, Yosef Hashem istatev, Vayomer," and he said, "Kilaruchiz." We answered, "Be ezras nashim." This is not really part of the beis hamidrash. This is the courtyard of women. Ochenami beis nashim. It also is the ezras nashim. Vishachu chamim, chamim praised him. Shavchu mekal the shaper of it. They praised him. Is that I is a good thing that he stood. I vam ravashi filam adam. Even the one that says nasi shemochel al kvoide kvoide mochel. For nasi was meichel is covered. Is covered is meichel. Melech shemochel kvoide kvoide mochel. King has no right to be meichel's covered. Shneimer says soip to little mel. You have to make him a king. King cannot give up his covered. So we answer mitzvah shiny. He's doing this for a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah, the covered of the Torah. A mitzvah to covered for other people. He shouldn't do it for Torah. Now the obvious question is, we are not allowed to accept his mechila, but the king himself can be meichel. From here we see the king cannot be meichel because the king also has a mitzvah of soim tassim alechem. The king also has a mitzvah to appoint his other king. So he has no right to be meichel unless it's a mitzvah covered atayda. When it came to that pasuk, at that moment when the Eden said, "Don't worry about it, you're a good guy," the Jews deserve to be killed because they chanfen him. Chanfen him means they were false to him. They were being nice to him when they knew that was wrong at the time. They were false to him. Why were they false to him? Because he did really shouldn't have been the king. He shouldn't have been the king. Yeah. Why shouldn't he be the king? Because he came from a family of slaves. Tay says, I can't believe it. Because if he came from a family of slaves, if he would be king, why would they be so angry with the rabbanim? What did they do so bad? So he says, because both parents have to be a king. When do we say it's good enough for a mother to be a king? If your mother's Jewish, to be a king is to be not a king, an officer. But to be a king, your father and your mother are Jewish, and his father wasn't. So the Eden had no right to make him a king, so they should have said nothing. Don't lie, but say nothing. The fact that they went and complimented him is a bad thing. The day that Agrufa became stronger, because they were false to him, that's when the judges became corrupt. When you're false to somebody, that's how it starts. These dayanim became more corrupt. When the skalkulu hamaisim, their behavior was ruined as well. But no, when they saw people doing aveda, nobody said anything anymore. Nobody protested. Nobody can say, I'm better than you are. Why? Because since you didn't stop that guy from doing an Aveda, everyone learned from everybody. They took you as oh, he Yankel saw. He didn't say anything. It means he agreed. Tacit agreement. You're right, you're not allowed to be false to people, but you are permitted to be false to. But Agrippa the Melech wasn't a Russia. You see here, he stood up by Sefer Torah, he was a good man. So they could have told him the truth, to say nothing. Shneimar says, when Mashiach will come, lo yikori oi lenovol nodiv, when all those to tight-fisted people, you're so generous, ulekili to the shayim, lo yayim ozei shayah, you're a big help. Mikhlal the Boim has that before Mashiach comes, shari yilau to. Rav Shimon Lakish, Amar Mahoch from here, Yaakov said to Esav, we'll go finish quickly. Yaakov said to Esav, Kareish Bilakim, oh, you look like an angel about Titani and I feel good about it. That's a lie. It's not a lie at all. What he meant to say was, I'll tell you what he meant to say. A guy, Reuben, invites Shimon to a party. Shimon saw Reuben wants to kill him. Amalai, so Shimon was smart. He said to him, Tom, Tavshel's there. You know, the food is so good. This tastes exactly food I ate in the king's house. What does Reuben think? Oh, yeah, this guy's a friend of the king. I better be careful. Amalai, so Reuben says, Yodale Malka. He knows the king personally. Mistafe, I'm scared. Look, I won't kill him. Same thing with Yaakov. He told Esav, oh, I know Malachim. This way Esav will behave. Maybe Aflam, anybody who is a false person and he's false to other people, will bring anger to the world. Shnemar, it says, if you see more after those who are chanfin people, make me angry. You daven, nobody will hear you. Shnemar, lo yishavu, Hashem will not hear you, kiyasim, even though you're in pain. Anybody who chanfers, even a fetus inside a mother's womb will curse you for being a false person. Shneimar says, "Oymel Rasha Tzadik." Somebody says to Rasha, "You're a really good guy." Ata you great guy. Yikavu, he'll be cursed by Ami nations. Yizamu will be angered and frustrated by Luumim, by the Umim. What's Umim? Umma fetuses. Vein koiv elaklal. Koiv is cursing. Shneimar says, "Like kava kail." Bilam said, "What do you want?" The Abishah didn't curse. Vein lo oym elo oybri and fetus. Shneimar will oym mil oym yemats. That one nation, Yaakov and Esav, while the mother's womb, one nation will stand up against another. So oym is a bit nation. Remember, Lazar kol ani rechanufa. Anybody who chanfers people, never again will end up in Gehenna. Shneimar says, "Hey, hey, oymim leratayv." Those people say bad is good. Ulatayv. But our good is bad. And Maxi Vach, what the following part say? Lochain, therefore, kochel kash, Lashon age, like straw, eats fire. The kash is lahava yirpe, it'll turn into big flame. That's Gehenna. If you're false to another person and you try to get his, ingratiate yourself, so if you know what happened, Neufel be yoda, you will then become a victim of his. If you may Neufel be yoda, if you don't become a victim of his, Neufel be yadbonov in the hands of his children. If you may Neufel be yadbonov, Neufel be yadbemino, you become a victim in the hands of his grandchildren. Shenemar says, Hananiah was a false Navi. And Yirmiyahu was saying, the Jews better behave, you go to Babel. Hananiah said, don't worry, we'll come right back. And Yirmiyahu was scared of Hananiah, so he said to him, oh, men ken yas Hashem, halavai, what you're saying is true. Instead of saying you're a liar, Hashem never said it, he sort of said, yes, it's true, and I hope it's going to happen soon. So what happened? What was the end of Yirmiyahu? See, it says, by he who b'shar bin Yamin, he was in the gate in Binyamin. Visham Bal Pekid, his name was a sentinel, an officer. Vishma Yoro, his name was Yiro ben Shalmaya ben Hananya. Vayitmois es Yirmiyahu Novi Lemo, they arrested Yirmiyahu and he accused him. Ela Kazdim Atonoifu, that you're giving money to Kazdim, you're a kahut with Kazdim. Vayemiyahu Sheker is up true, and then Noifu Kazdim will do with Kazdim. Uksivan says, Vayitmois Yirmiyahu, he was arrested. By who? By the other side, he was brought to the officer. Who arrested him? This guy, Ben Shama Mechananya, Hananya's grandson. In other words, you were false to Hananya. The Abishah paid you back to his own children. Omer Elazar called Eidus, she has Bechanufa, any group that had the Chanfa people, Me'usa Kenida, should be despised like a Nida. Shneimar says, Ki Adas Chanav, the community of a Chanav, Galma, it should be alone. She came Krochi Yamkoin, Nida, Gamud, Magamud, Gamulam, Balo, she's separated from her husband. The word Nida means, what does the word Nida mean? She's separated from her husband. That's what the word Nida means. Interesting. Any group, any community that Chanfin's people, the Seif Goyle, will end up in exile. It says, here it says, Galmud. Over here it says, Galmud, that a group that is Galmud. It says, you say in your heart, who gave me birth to these Vanisha Koyle, I can't give birth to Galmud, Goyle of a Sudan, I'm in exile. There are four groups of people that the Shechina is not interested in seeing. Number one, Katlatesim, a bunch of jokers, wasted time. They're not so bad, but they're not interested in them. Next group, words, Kat Chanifim, a group of people that constantly go to the rich people and say how generous you are when they're not. Kachikorim, a group of liars, even worse. And Kat Mesapri Loshen Horror, those are constantly gossip, evil gossip. Kat Leitzim, see what it says. Moshach Yodis Leitzim, Hashem draws back his hand, withdraws from these little jokers. Leitzim. And Kat Chanif and false people, see what it says. Kidlai Lefonov Chanov, in front of Yava, he doesn't want any of these Chanif coming before him. Kachikorim, liars, see what it says. Doivish Korim, those who lie, Lo Yikin Negev, should not stand before my eyes. And Kat Mesapri Losha Horer, see what it says, Kiloi Kael Chofetz Rosha, Hashem does not want a Rosha, Ata Yor Rosha, Lo Yigur Chorosha, does not want in his vicinity to be any evil, we're talking about Loshan Horer. Hadna Lachim, the morning, and tomorrow we start the eighth period.